You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Chris Lauderson with the Africa Report on the line to us from Cape Town. Not everybody, Crystal, is happy with the DRC election results, unfortunately.
Yes, good morning, Bruce. We started the story this week on the DRC. We're ending it. So is this Africa's first election rigged by the government in favor of an opposition candidate? Bruce, and that's the question that everyone's asking, because, of course, Martin Fayulu, the favorite, and that the Catholic Church said had actually won the election by more than 45%, is quite outraged. He called it a coup. And, of course, he's going to challenge this at the Constitutional Court. In the meantime, the victor, Felix Tshisekedi, of course, he has praised Kabila for his role in democracy building. We're already seeing the French foreign minister calling for clarity, and also that they should take into account what the Catholic Church is saying. Of course, the powerful Catholic Church, they had 40,000 election observers across the country. So they literally had one person monitoring everything, and that has to stand for something. But the bigger question now is, Bruce, is there a regional appetite to challenge this result? Because, of course, people have been calling for Kabila to step down. He has stepped down. They have been calling for his successor not to win the election. He's not won the election. In fact, he's come third. Kabila stepping down. The opposition is presumably going to take over the running of the country. There's a lot to be done. So what is the regional appetite to intervene? Are they going to take into account what the Catholic Church is saying? There's an unlikelihood, Bruce, that the Constitutional Court is going to rule in favor of Martin Fayulu. I mean, there's all these questions, Bruce, and I think at the moment, of course, we saw victory in Yeovil, we saw victory celebrations in Kinshasa, and the question is, to what extent will there be an appetite to actually not have Felix Tshisekedi as the new president of the DRC, who's supposed to be inaugurated in a few days?
Yep, it's a crisis brewing in the DRC, unfortunately. Crystal Alderson, thank you. Our Africa report this morning. Crystal Alderson on the line to us from Cape Town.